Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dating is a lot like fishing, you know? You reel some in,
yeah.
You're like, ugh, that one's too big. That one's too small.
Yeah.
That one's got a wonky eye.
What?
Oh, this one has a drinking problem.
Damn fish.
And you fish and you fish and you fish until you finally find that one that has an extra large mouth. And you settle down with that one for the rest of your life. And that's the problem that the girl on the phone is having today for her second date update. She's hoping that the guy she calls will be that big bass with a large mouth who knows how to treat her right. But sadly, he's not calling her back.
Oh,
if you're just tuning in for the second date update, Amelia is on the phone. She wants to call Greg today. They went fishing on their first date. She thinks the reason she's not getting a call back was because maybe she was a little too girly for him. He's an outdoorsy kind of guy, and she hasn't fished before. And when they caught a fish, like, she screamed, was like, ew, yucky. And she thinks maybe that turned him off a little bit because he doesn't want a girly girl.
I didn't say, ew, yucky. It wasn't that bad. I just screamed a little bit.
Okay.
If it turns out that that is the reason that he's not calling you back, are you willing to kind of buck up and be a little bit more outdoorsy?
I just want him to know that I can totally be tough and nature girl, too. Like, I'm not just like a prince.
Okay.
You know?
You sound like it. Could be real tough and nature-y. Ew. All right. I'm dialing his phone number right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is Greg there?
Yeah, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a morning radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
Okay.
It's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off, they email us to ask if we can call you and find out why. So, her name is Amelia.
Oh, God.
That is not the response that
Amelia
Whoa.
Emailed us and asked if we could call you because she said that she enjoyed going fishing with you but hasn't heard a word from you since.
Who cares?
Who cares? Well, we care, and Amelia obviously cares because she went through all the effort to try to get us to do this phone call.
Look, that person is nobody I want to talk to or hang out with. Or talk about.
Whoa. Really?
That is really extreme.
What did she do that's so bad? I mean, we actually talked to her a little bit. She sounded perfectly nice.
She sounded lovely, actually. Yeah. She sounded fun.
Yeah. I really don't want to talk about it. I don't know. She knows what she did.
She doesn't, though. That's the thing. Like, she thinks that everything was great on the date.
Oh, really? She has got no idea what the problem could be. That's hilarious.
Nope. She says you guys went fishing and had a good time, even kissed at the end of everything. And
yeah,
she thought she could hit you up to go out again, and now you're not responding to her. And obviously, you don't like her one bit.
Yeah, no, that's correct. I don't. And
but,
I caught a little bit more than a fish that day.
What do you mean?
We kissed. 2 days later, I wake up. Bang, I got a cold sore.
You think that she gave you...
Yeah, she did. I'm not kissing anybody else except her.
Oh, my God.
Did she have a cold sore when you guys were out?
Not visible, but I didn't, like, put on some gloves and check her mouth or anything.
You know, like, those are incredibly common, and the virus could have been dormant in you for a long time, and then maybe stress brought it out or something.
A long time, like, my whole life? Like, I've never had... this before, I kiss her, boom, mouth measles.
So you think that she gave you a cold sore, and that's the only reason you're not calling her back?
That's a pretty good reason. I mean, she gave me herpes. You know?
Isn't there other ways you can get that, though? Like sharing glasses or chapsticks or anything? Like,
it's common.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I'm not sharing glasses or chapstick with anybody.
Why didn't you hit her up and ask her if she has a cold sore?
Well, she says, like, yes or no, it doesn't get my cold sore out of my face.
Okay, so you have a cold sore, and that's it.
What do you mean that's it? It's a f***ing cold sore.
Okay, so obviously you never want to talk to her again then.
No, absolutely not.
That's unfortunate because she's actually on the phone listening to this conversation.
What?
Yep, she's right. She's.
Yeah, hi, Greg.
Yeah.
I did not give you a cold sore.
All right, well, then who did? The fish?
Yeah, maybe the fish, or maybe you kissed somebody and you forgot about it. I don't know. I never met you before. Like,
I must have a pretty exciting life if I'm kissing people and forgetting about it.
Well, that's between you and you. And also, you should know that you can only get a cold sore if you can see a cold sore on somebody's face and then you kiss the cold sore.
For someone who's never had a cold sore before, you sure are an expert.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Greg. My friends are listening to this.
You tricked me into this radio thing. I'm just telling the truth.
I didn't give it to you. I've never had a cold sore in my life.
This is not in any way going to affect your life or the length of your life. You realize that, Greg?
I don't know that. I mean, who knows where things go? Like, all I know is I got a thing on my face. This lady, put that in quotes, this lady gave it to me.
Oh my.
Now she's like mad that I don't call her back. Why? Because she's got some more diseases she wants to pass on?
You can't say stuff like that on the radio, Greg. First of all, it's not true, but if you say things like that, people I know are listening, they're going to think it's true, and it's just rude, and it's so totally inconsiderate.
Well, look, whatever it takes to get you to go to a doctor and get checked out, because it sounds like that is what is needed here.
This is so extreme.
You know what, Greg? How about this? I will go with you to the clinic to get tested to prove to you that I do not have the herpes virus. Happy? Does that make you happy?
No.
Or do you
How
not
does that make me
it?
Happy? I don't want to hang out with you some more and go to a clinic. That sucks.
What if we do that for your second date?
Hey,
Greg,
so,
would you like to go with Amelia to the clinic? We can even do like a not free one and I'll pay for it.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to pass, but Amelia should definitely go on that date by herself.
Come on, Greg. What, are you afraid? Are you afraid of being wrong? Go to the clinic with me. Get tested. What's the harm? You know you already have a cold sore, like the virus, but you don't know that I do. So
I'm just afraid what else we might find out. I mean, who knows? Maybe you got some kind of like weird mouth scabies or something, and that's lying dormant. I go to this clinic, I get re-diagnosed or something.
You know what? How about this? Since Jubal was so nice and agreed to pay for the clinic, we should go. You should get tested. It'll be free. And then if I'm the person who has the virus that gave it to you, I will buy you lunch.
Hey. What about that?
You're going to buy me lunch?
Yeah, I'll buy you lunch. If I'm the one who gave you a cold sore, the least I can do is buy you lunch. Not a date. Don't worry about that. But just to say I'm sorry.
All right, but it's going to be like a steak place.
Lobster lunch.
Whatever you want.
Fine, deal.
All right. Whoa. Well, look at that. It's a successful second date update. As long as Amelia tests positive for herpes on their date to the clinic, Greg gets a free lunch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.